In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Being in a spirit of thanksgiving, not only thanking God for walls, but thanking God for every human being that we meet in our life. Let us cherish our presence and another person. This Holy Eucharist I offer for repose of soul of Matthew Piskowski. Coming together as God's family, with confidence, let us ask the Father's forgiveness, for He is full of gentleness and compassion. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned for my own fault, in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and what I have failed to do. And I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Kyrie.
Kyrie.
God, help us to love you with all our hearts, and to love all men as you love them. Grant this for our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. But do you gird your loins? Stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass, against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will sing of your salvation. I will sing of your salvation. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me. I will sing of your salvation. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked.
I will sing of your salvation.
For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth, from my mother's womb you are my strength.
I will sing of your salvation.
My mouth shall declare your justice, day by day your salvation. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to the present I proclaim your wondrous deeds.
I will sing of your salvation.
A reading from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. But I shall show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I had all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over to those so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If there are prophecies, they will be brought to nothing. If tongues, they will cease. If knowledge, it will be brought to nothing. For we know partially, and we prophesy partially. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish ways. At present, we see indistinctly, as in a mirror, but then face to face. At present, I know partially. Then I shall know fully, as I am fully known. So faith, hope, love remain. These three. But the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. And again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
When we hear word prophet, we think that there is a person, that this person is somebody who will tell us future, that this person will tell me something about what will happen in my life. But a true meaning of a prophet in the Bible is a person that speaks for God. So in that way, everyone can be a prophet. The ladies from Canada, they can be prophets. They may be so, not me, Father, or even maybe somebody in Dunkirk. And we have some people from Buffalo. Bravo! So everyone can be a prophet. We think that there has to be somebody from far away, from the different land, from a different country. And Jesus said in today's gospel that it is so difficult for a native person to be a prophet because he experienced it in his own life. But we all can be prophets, husband for wife, wife for husband, because they know each other. Sometimes we get used to many things, and in a time we accept something, our conscience accepts something that we got used to it, and it's almost like normal thing. But next person next to you can see what you have done, that it's not right. And the next person, if that person will talk to you in love and tell you and say, "Don't do that, it is not right," then this person can be a prophet for you. Why they wanted to kill Jesus? Because he told them the truth. And we know that everyone who tells the truth is sometimes not welcomed very often the most. I mean, we could see that in our life, we all experience that somebody tells us something and you don't want to hear that when somebody criticizes you. But it shouldn't be a criticism. It should be some kind of a creativism. When you say something to another person, it should be with love. And it is why we had this beautiful reading today, the second reading about love, that you do something with care. You don't correct another person because you are a better one. But you say something to another person because you care. Last week I started to talk about very dangerous thing that we accepted in our culture very easily, and we don't see it as a danger. In 19th century, Darwin started his great thing, and he said that we are coming from animals. And who knows? We don't know. But it is one of the philosophies of ideas that we can, it can be true. But do we have 100% proof? No. And we say that 500 years ago, when people thought that the world was flat, it was also a great wisdom, and people were looking at those people who were thinking about that way as a smart people. Today we laugh at him or at them. In 100 years, maybe somebody will prove something else and they will laugh at Darwin. But let's see at the fruits of Darwin. So if we think that we are from animals, he was also saying that there's the same rule. Weak people, strong people. Weak animals have to die because they are strong animals with power, and they eat those who are weaker. So that idea was very popular at the beginning of the 20th century. And unfortunately in the United States too, but also in Europe, in Germany, they created those places where they put all sick people, mentally sick, and they had the right even to kill them because they are weak. So that thing was the beginning in 1920s in Germany. They had those places, they were collecting all sick and unfortunately killing them. Then from here we see another step, that culture of death, the culture of animals, that we are animals, so we are not better than animals. We can decide who has to die, who has to live, who has right to do, to live. So then another step was concentration camps. We see that there are nations that are not as good as our nation. There are people who don't deserve to be next to us. And of course, after the war, we and the whole world said that it's a horrible thing, and they stopped doing that. But today, if we look at our life and our society, if we think, you can see so many the same ideas. And we don't have to go far away. I can prove that we can be even much worse because we kill more. And the same idea from the same root of Darwin is abortion. I have right to my body, but you don't have right to the body of another person. You don't have right to kill another person. And today, many millions of innocent are dying. See, strong animal and weak animal. If we accept this, then indeed, children, unborn children, don't have right to live. Another step is also our nursing homes. Maybe in United States it's a little bit better, but I also met people who already told me that they are working on these places, and they see that even doctors and nurses are following this way to giving them this kind of medication that slowly kills them. And we don't talk about that, but people say, it is a sick person, she or he is going to die anyway, but don't we all have to die sooner or later? So, dear friends, looking at this thing, we are, as a society, much worse than even Hitler, because he didn't kill as many people as our society does. So you and me, we should be people, prophets for God. Don't only look for good life, because if you are quiet, you don't have problems. If you do nothing, you don't have problems. If you do something, there is a problem. Jesus could be quiet in today's gospel and say nothing, but he wanted to tell them the truth, that pagans, Gentiles, they have more faith than you. And looking at us, people of faith, we can point many things. That we are saying that we are believers, we are Catholics, we are Christians, we believe in one God. But then, living on the streets, in homes, our practice so often is so far away from this goal. Be a prophet for God. Don't be afraid to fight for him, because justice is very important for you and for me. As a priest, as a wife, as a husband, you have a job to do. There are so many beautiful people whom we meet and we love, we cherish, but there could be much more. Young children who could live and be loved and love. So, dear friends, let us be humans. Don't go to the level of animals, where we can say, like Darwin, that they are weak, they don't have right to live. I am hungry, I can eat, I can destroy, I can kill. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried. On the third day he rose again in fulfillment of the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God knew us and our needs before we were born. We therefore pray with great confidence.
Please respond, Lord, hear our prayer. that those appointed in the church to proclaim God's word may find open hearts and minds among those who hear them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear us.
That government leaders may have the gifts of faith, hope, and love to acknowledge God and be of true service to those they govern, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear us.
That God, who knows and loves us even from the womb, may inspire and sustain our work to eliminate abortion and the conditions that lead to it, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our youth may learn the ways of God and become faithful disciples of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the sick may grow in faith and in health, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have died may be welcomed into the joys of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
The response in Polish is Wysłuchaj nas, Panie. Módlmy się za Kościół Święty, aby coraz pełniej ukazywał światu prawdziwe oblicze Jezusa Chrystusa. Ciebie prosimy.
Wysłuchaj nas, Panie.
Módlmy się za ludzi, którym została powierzona władza, aby ich życie upływało w harmonii i pokoju. Ciebie prosimy.
Wysłuchaj nas, Panie.
Módlmy się o to, aby wszyscy pokrzywdzeni i uciśnieni doświadczyli Bożego błogosławieństwa. Ciebie prosimy.
Wysłuchaj nas, Panie.
Módlmy się za wszystkich misjonarzy wysyłanych dookoła świata, a w szczególności ojca Anzelma i ojca Mateusza, których Bóg wysyła na nowe ścieżki, aby Bóg udzielił im siły i aby mogli prowadzić wszystkie swoje prace. Ciebie prosimy.
Wysłuchaj nas, Panie.
Módlmy się za nas samych, aby uczestnictwo we mszy świętej pogłębiało nasze życie religijne i wniosło pokój Chrystusowy do naszych domów. Ciebie prosimy.
Wysłuchaj nas. Father, as you answer our prayers, give us the faith and hope we need in this life. And above all, let us grow in your love, which lasts forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, longing for their Lord. For God's coming kingdom shall be theirs. Blessed are you, the sorrowing, for they shall be consoled. And the meek shall come to rule the world. For mercy shall be theirs, and the pure in heart shall see their God. Blessed are they whose hunger only holiness can fill, for I say they shall be satisfied. The seeds of peace. All will call them children of the Lord. Blessed are you, though persecuted in your holy life, for in heaven great is your reward. Lead me, Lord, lead me, Lord, by the light of to seek and to find the narrow way. Be my way, be my truth, be my life, my Lord, and lead me, Lord, to death. And lead me, Lord, to
brethren, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of his church.
Lord, be pleased with the gifts we bring to your altar, and make them the sacrament of our salvation. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks. All things are of your making, all times and seasons obey your laws. But you chose to create man in your own image, setting him over the whole world in all its wonder. You made men the steward of creation to praise you day by day for the marvels of your wisdom and power through Jesus Christ our Lord. We praise you, Lord, with all the angels in the song of joy.
Father, you are holy indeed, and all creation rightly gives you praise. All life, all holiness comes from you, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, by the working of the Holy Spirit. From age to age you gather people to yourself, so that from east to west a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. And so, Father, we bring you these gifts. We ask you to make them holy by the power of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate this Eucharist. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks and praise. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Father, calling to mind the death your Son endured for our salvation, his glorious resurrection and ascension into heaven, and ready to greet him when he comes again, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look with favor on your church's offering and see the victim whose death has reconciled us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by his body and blood may be filled with his Holy Spirit and become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make us an everlasting gift to you and enable us to share in the inheritance of your saints with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, the martyrs, and all the saints on whose constant intercession we rely for help.
Lord, may the sacrifice which has made our peace with you advance the peace and salvation of all the world, strengthening faith and love your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Pope Benedict, our Bishop Edward and all the bishops, with the clergy and the entire people your son has gained for you. Father, hear the prayers of the family you have gathered here before you. In mercy and love, unite all your children wherever they may be.
Welcome into your kingdom our departed brothers and sisters and all who have left this world in your friendship. We hope to enjoy forever the vision of your glory through Christ our Lord, from whom all good things come.
Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Jesus taught us to call God our Father, and so we have the courage to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And now let us share a sign of the Lord's peace with one another.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, happy are those who are called to his supper.
Set
your heart on the higher gifts, on the things that come from your Maker in heaven. These three gifts are all that remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. If I speak with the tongues of the living and of angels, but speak without love, I am only brass without song, an empty noise on the wind. Set your heart on the higher gifts, on the things that come from your Maker in heaven. These three gifts are all that remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. And if I understand every mystery, having wisdom, but think without love, had I faith to scatter the hills, I am nothing at all. Set your heart on the higher gifts, on the things that come from your Maker in heaven. These three gifts are all that remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. Your heart on the higher gifts, on the things that come from your Maker in heaven. These three gifts are all that remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. And if I should renounce all my riches, feed the hungry, give over my life, without love my profit is lost, my caring finds no reward. Set your heart on the higher gifts, on the things that come from your Maker in heaven. These three gifts are all that remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. Fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Pray. Lord, you invigorate us with this help to our salvation. By this Eucharist, give the true faith continued growth throughout the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. Once again, please sit down.
Father Anselm, I too am one of those prophets you spoke about in your homily, and I speak with love, and I speak the truth. My dear people, how true are those words that we sing so often at our Polish gatherings, jak szybko mijają chwile, how swiftly time passes. It's unbelievable that already 6 years have passed since Father Anselm and the Pauline brothers and fathers have come to the Diocese of Buffalo. And certainly if there's anything we do not need during this frigid, sometimes depressing month of January, is the news that Father Anselm will be leaving us. It would have been more uplifting and cheerful had we known that he would be with us another 6 years. But you know, as we that are in religious life have learned in the seminary, the Word of God is expressed in the words and the will of our superiors. And so we take the vow of obedience and we obey. I want you to know that 6 years ago, when I was Episcopal vicar of this Southeast Buffalo Vicariate, it was my difficult task to search for a religious order, not only to staff Corpus Christi Parish, but the big clinch was to purchase these huge buildings, 5 buildings. And as vicar, I had to give a periodic report to Bishop Menzel, to the Priest's Council, and to the other 15 Episcopal vicars. And believe me, that wasn't easy. With the lack of priests everywhere, naturally, all the bishop, the vicars, the council priests were eager to hear what I had to say. But when I was able to inform them the good news and maybe to the disappointment of some, that the Pauline Fathers from Doylestown, Pennsylvania, were willing to come to Corpus Christi. Bishop Menzel immediately responded, "They are good. The Pauline Fathers are good. And I'm acquainted with them, with my work in the Chancery of the Archdiocese of New York." He said, "because they staff the parish of St. Stanislaus in Manhattan." So immediately Archbishop Menzel had no hesitation and was most eager to have the Pauline Fathers come to our diocese. The Pauline superior certainly knew how to select the right priest to serve as pastor. Father Anselm, full of energy, full of life, as we say on East Side, unma springiv tilku. Clever. He certainly didn't need a course in PR, public relations. Every place he went, he was present and always plugging for Corpus Christi. He was certainly a man on the scene. And mind you, at the tender age, I believe at that time, 33, he did marvels, marvels. But not only that, he's pious. He's prayerful. At the bottom line of it all, he was priest. Working to bring people closer to God and to the beautiful mother of Częstochowa. I have to admit that I couldn't find anything wrong with him, and that's why I kept away. Let him do his own thing. He was certainly smart. I could find nothing wrong except one. He had me a little worried. In addition to Corpus Christi, he wanted my parish too, St. Casimir. And he told me so. He used to come for confessions, to hear confessions before Easter and Christmas at St. Casimir's. And he says, "I love this church. I want it." Well, you have your own St. Casimir's now in Yonkers, New York. Father Anselm, we thank you from the deep recesses of our heart for coming to Corpus Christi, to the Diocese of Buffalo, and certainly to our Western New York, Polonia. The Pauline Fathers not only labored here, but they also helped the other parishes in the diocese. They made themselves available whenever possible for confessions. Priests wanted to get away, they would go and say Mass. They would give talks, days of recollections, retreat. We thank you, Father Anselm, for your dedication, your hard work, your leadership, and that extra spark you gave to our Western New York, Polonia. And I know it wasn't always easy. Like with any pastor, there must have been days when you were exhausted, when you were tired. Like Jesus. Days that were difficult and disappointing. Maybe you even had a tear in your eye. But I admire you that you kept those things between yourself, the Lord Jesus, and your beloved Blessed Mother of Częstochowa. Father Anselm, you persevered in this difficult task. You are strong in faith and in hope. You certainly are leaving a deep imprint here in Buffalo, and you will not be forgotten. We love you. perhaps more than you even realize. Sometimes we don't show these signs of love and affection as often as we should. We are being reminded about that in this year of the priest, to show appreciation. We ask you to forgive us for our wrong or lack of things that we should have done and did not do. And above all, we ask you to do not forget us. Please, please return for a visit when you are able back to Buffalo. Just as 6 years ago in January, again today, we turn the page to another chapter in the beautiful history of Corpus Christi Parish, as we convey now our best wishes to the next pastor, Father Matthew Wiedmeinski. And one thing that's to our advantage is that Father Matthew has been with us here now for several months. So quietly, silently, he's been observing. And I'm sure that in his own way, we will move forward. And so it's going to be a smooth transition. And my dear people, I want you to know that Father Matthew is good too. Because the name Matthew is derived from a Hebrew word meaning gift of God, gift of the Lord. He's got to be good. All Matthews are good. And there's only about 4 of us Matthew priests in the Diocese of Buffalo, and we're all great. You can tell I don't need any affirmation. Now, we cannot expect Father Matthew to be exactly like Father Anselm. We can't expect him to be Father Anselm's clone. After all, God created only one of each and every one of us. We're all individuals with our own personality, distinct personalities, our own ideas, mannerisms, ways of doing things. I think Father Matthew is going to be a little more cautious. But he too must have expressed the willingness to come to Buffalo and to Corpus Christi. And so, Father Matthew Wiedmeinski, today we extend our best wishes to you. And with open arms, we welcome you again to Buffalo and our Polonia as proboscis, pastor. You see, we're off to a good start. And so, Father Matt, we wish you good health, much strength, perseverance, and as you can see, we pledge our support to you. God bless you, Father Matthew. God bless you, Father Anselm. We wish you the best in the future, the both of you. And may God bless and increase in numbers the Pauline fathers and brothers in the United States. Again. And as they say down south, there are so many people here today, as they say down south, and Bishop Kmiecz would always say, you all come back now.
The sermon was shorter than, thank you. Okay. I've been here for 6 years. I didn't know that I have so many parishioners. Always at the funerals they are coming. If somebody could have maybe onion, one lady from the choir every Sunday, she was bringing me onion. I would like to cry, but I don't have onion, unfortunately. But I will cry when I will be somewhere else. I thank you all for your presence, for your love. And I said before, not only walls, even we have awesome and beautiful walls, but for you, for every human being that I met here in Buffalo, you all are enriching me, and pray for me that my future also could be okay. I'm leaving now because I don't want to leave smell after me, so I'm leaving right now. So once again, I say that I leave you in good hands of Father Matthew, who loves this place and wants to be here, and it is I know that he will do good, and help him come here more often than only when he will leave in 6 years. So come earlier, okay? And at the end, I would like to sing one song, a Polish song, for you as a dedication. It is about love and trust in God. People were always complaining, I mean, not always, but some people were complaining, Father, where's your guitar? You should sing more often, and at least at the end.
Jesteś blisko mnie, tęsknię za duchem Twym. Kocham kroki Twe, wiem jak pukasz do drzwi. Przychodzisz jak ciepły wiatr, otwieram się i czuję znów, że Twoja miłość jak ciepły deszcz, Twoja miłość jak morze gwiazd za dnia, Twoja miłość sprawia, że nieskończenie dobry święty duch ogarnia. Twoja miłość jak ciepły deszcz, Twoja miłość jak morze gwiazd za dnia, Twoja miłość sprawia, że nieskończenie dobry święty duch ogarnia mnie. Jesteś blisko mnie, tęsknię za duchem Twym. Kocham kroki Twe, wiem jak pukasz do drzwi. Przychodzisz jak ciepły wiatr, otwieram się i szukam znów, że Twoja miłość jak ciepły deszcz, Twoja miłość jak morze gwiazd za dnia, Twoja miłość sprawia, że nieskończenie dobry święty duch ogarnia. Twoja miłość jak ciepły deszcz, Twoja miłość jak morze gwiazd za dnia, Twoja miłość sprawia, że nieskończenie dobry święty duch ogarnia mnie.
Please stand up and receive God's blessing. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. We join in raising an arm with an extended palm as we sing the three verses, Spirit of the Living God, with Father Anselm.